Today I am talking with Mrs. Naomi Conan Swilly. She lived at 900 Nelson, Diboll, Texas. Today's date is April the 8th, 1988. My name is Marie Davis, and with me is Onita Hendry. Miss Swilly, when were you born?
1891.
Would that make me a 22nd of September?
September. 1891.
Okay. So you'll soon be 97.
I will be in September.
Uh-huh. All right. Where were you born?
Well, I guess near Burke.
Near Burke. Okay.
I was in that vicinity.
Okay.
But I lived out in the country. But somebody else has got it Burke. But I was going to say in the Prairie Grove vicinity. But Burke was 7 miles to the nearest post office. And Burke was the closest.
Uh-huh.
Burke was the closest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess.
All right. Who were your parents?
Well, my C.B. George and Elizabeth Clark.
Okay. All right.
Well, I got that, and when they died and everything, I won't. Let me see.
Well, that's okay. I think we probably have when your father died.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he died in 1908.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. How many were in your family?
Well, let me see. They were six.
Can you name your brothers and sisters?
Yes, I think I can.
Okay.
Well, now, some of them died, and I named the ones that had survived when I was born.
Okay.
Well, let's see, there was Riley and Peary, and the boys, then there come Dina and Judy and Bessie and me.
Okay. All right.
And Elma.
Yeah. All right.
No, they used to call me Elma, and after I found out the difference, I'd get me a stick and I'd just run them off. You know how kids
You are. Want to be called by your real name.
I want to be. It's a biblical name.
Yeah.
I guess it was kind of hard for them to say Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people called me Naomi. That N-A-O-M-I, and that I is silent.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it Naoma,
uh-huh.
Just like it is in the Bible.
Yeah, okay. Where did you spend your early childhood? Where did you live?
Well, down in there, I was down there all the time.
Around Prairie Grove?
Around Prairie Grove. Of course, we went to Burke to everything they had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
how did you go?
Well, I just go with some of the folks.
I know, but how did you travel?
Oh, you know,
in a wagon,
a mule wagon, and a horse wagon, and all of that stuff.
Did you ever ride a horse?
Oh, yeah, my goodness, yes.
You ride side saddle?
Yeah.
And
I sure did.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you something else I can do, but I'll have to think of. My stepmother made lye soap.
Oh, good.
In a hopper. And we take the ashes and pour them in that big old barrel. We called it a hopper. And it dripped the lye. We'd pour water on the ashes, and it would drip the lye. And we had the lye. Then we'd get rosin and some kind of a grease, I don't know what kind. And she could mix it together.
Rosin.
We had to have rosin.
Oh,
from the pine
trees. From the pine trees. You can't get it from nothing but a pine tree, rosin.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get rosin, big old hard lumps.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it went in lye soap.
Well, it did in lye soap, and I want you to know when you washed in them old, put a fire under those kettles, you know, that you put your clothes in to.
Wash pot.
In your wash pot. I couldn't think of wash pot. In the wash pot. And some of that lye soap, you didn't need no Purex such as that.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
They came out snow white, and we hung them on the lines, you know, outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, your clothes were snow white.
Mm.
You don't see.
I guess that rosin helped to take some of the stains out or something.
Probably. It was that lye.
Yeah.
That lye, the rosin, would keep you. It would keep you, if that lye, it's just like lye comes in a can.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you've got to keep it off your hands or it'll burn you, and burn you bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way that was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how she mixed it, but my stepmother made it. Why, I've made soap since I've been, way since I've been grown. But I'd just buy the lye in a can and mix it with something and stir it. And I had a big old pan and cut it out in big hard pieces and then dry. And Lord, it would wash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't remember doing that myself.
Yeah, my mother
used to do that.
Yes. Now, if your mother was living, she could help me out a whole lot because I...
Yeah. Do you have any special memories of your childhood when you were growing up?
Oh, I've got all of them.
Can you tell us one or two?
Well, when Mother passed away, I was 11 months old. And then people used to be real friendly and helpful. They didn't live close together, but they would come and help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a real good friend, and her name was Maddie Hales. And she said, Maddie, so my oldest sister, Dina Connor, told me this. She knew she was 14 years old, and a girl 14 years old that's intelligent, they know a lot. And she said that my mother said, Maddie, if anything happens to me, will you take my baby and keep her? Tell the older children are old enough to take care of her. And Ms. Hales said, I certainly will. Well, I don't remember that now, but I've been told that, and I know it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I remember staying at the Hales' a whole lot after but I don't remember when they're taking me home
mm-hmm.
or anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember.
Yeah.
About that.
What kind of games did y'all play?
Oh, we didn't have no games, only outdoors. I don't know. I drop in the handkerchief and ring around the rosy and all such as that. We played that when I was a child.
The Scots.
Yes. And the little things like that.
When your father went to preach different places, did you go with him?
No, I certainly did not.
You didn't?
No, because he had to go horseback.
Mm-hmm.
And we strictly stayed at home and worked while he was off preaching. Sometimes I wonder about things. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it. Arthur stayed there.
When they had the ferry across the Natchez River down here, did you ever go across on it?
A lot of times.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Did you remember what you paid or anything to
go across it? I thought that was free for a long time.
Oh, well, maybe somebody paid for you, I guess. Just thought they paid so much.
You did for years after the end, no, there was somebody on one side, and when you got there, if they hadn't brought the ferry back, they'd bring it back
mm-hmm.
to this side. You see, that maybe when we first drove up to the river, the ferry would be over there, and then they'd bring it over to this side for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember no mm-hmm. pay, but it seemed like, too, that there was a ferry, and we paid a dollar for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, but I guess that was one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't ever cross none, mm-hmm. no other than. So yes, I remember. I think it was a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe 50 cents or a quarter. I don't know what back then.
They had to probably get something for their time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sure, mm-hmm. and for their time and there, you know, they had a man that. I don't know, you call it overage or
overseer.
Overseer, mm-hmm. or something like mm-hmm. that.
Did you ever go to a cemetery, the cemetery there, you know, at the river? Do you know anything about that cemetery?
You mean at Nature Show?
Yes, ma'am. That cemetery up there.
I know what you're talking about. Just wait a minute. We call that...
Spivey? Is it Spivey Cemetery?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It's up on a high hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we call those hills, and I done for... Well, I thought about it.
Well, that's okay.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
But I can't think right now.
Yeah.
I know the minute it's called, but... Well, my goodness alive, that pretty goes to...
Deb get married. Do you remember
The
year?
Yes. It was
1908.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Deb and me got married 1908.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vera was born 1909.
And y'all married around Burke somewhere?
No, I was living with Ari, Albritton, and Udy.
Mm-hmm.
Out there right where the old place got burnt not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And a Courtney girl pretended to come to spend the night with me. I wasn't going to let them know that I was going to marry Gib. We'd been going together for about 3 years, but we was too young to get married. And he had to get an order from his mother, and I wouldn't marry him. Gib Connor wasn't afraid of nothing. And I told him, though, I said, well, I said, I'm not going to marry you or anybody that won't go tell my daddy ask for me. He said, I'll do it. And I didn't know what daddy is going to do, because they've all raised in Cain. And because I wasn't old enough to get married, for one thing, and another thing, and he wasn't either.
How old were both of you?
Well, he was 20 years old, and he wasn't 21. And I was 14. Let me see how old I was. He's 3 years older than me. 17.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why I couldn't think of that when I know it just as good as I know my name.
That's fine. You're doing good.
I don't know.
Do you ever remember when Emporia?
Oh, yes. This little place, yes, ma'am. I lived here.
Uh-huh.
I lived here with Udy and Ari Albritton. See, after I grew up, and Daddy and his second wife had so many children, till after I grew up, I just kind of lived around with Dinner and Floyd, my older sister, and then Udy and Ari.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Bessie and McCutcheon, I never did live with them. She was... There's 7 years difference, about 6 or 7 years difference in me and Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
There one died in there.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about Emporia?
Well, I just remember that it used to be a big sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I didn't know what went down, how it went, who bought it out. I don't know. But when we lived, but there was a lot of houses left in the Emporia. And I lived with Udy and Ari, and they put Ari and D. Albritton, his brother, they had a store together. And
at Emporia?
Right down here in Emporia.
Uh-huh.
Maybe where I'm sitting, I don't know. But you see, I was young. I was married then.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And oh, yes. And we didn't have no water on these big tank cisterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we washed, we had to go to the Emporia pond.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just across a little way from, I don't know where that pond is down here yet.
Back up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I did, I'd know where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in a big, nice, I think we lived in the old boarding, they called them boarding houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we lived in the, maybe we lived in that old boarding house. It
mm-hmm.
was a terrible big house, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we just worked, and he'd carry the clothes over there and get my, and we had a big old wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd get the fire, and he'd get the wood, you know, to boil the clothes and do all that doggone stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was before you were married.
Oh, you betcha.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 14 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And finally, they are indeed, I don't know what they done, they sold out. They sold out him their place in Empori, and mm-hmm. I guess they went back where the old place is, best mm-hmm. I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I couldn't remember much
You're
about it.
Good. You're doing good. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time you came to Die Ball? First time you ever saw Die Ball?
No, ma'am.
Don't remember.
No.
Well, your first memory, what did it look like?
I don't remember. No, we could hear when I was a child. They blew a long whistle at 11 o'clock. And we'd say, my stepmother would say, it's time to put on my cornbread. It would be out in the yard or somewhere. And I remember that. And I was a little girl then.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember.
But then,
I don't remember.
When did you?
As I grew up, I learned more about Die Ball, mm-hmm. you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old were you when you moved to Die Ball?
I don't have no idea. Well, I do. When Gibby be first married, we lived here a few months. But Clifford was born out there close to where I was practically raised.
Prairie Grove.
Out close to Prairie Grove.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what year did y'all marry?
1908.
Oh, yeah. You've already told us that. Mm-hmm. Well, 1908, Die Ball was a pretty young sawmill.
Well, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine. But you see, when Gibby be then a little bit longer, there was a Die Ball, but I was out there with Udy and Ari.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they've been dead for years.
Yeah. Then when did you move? When did you and Mr. Connor move to Die Ball?
Gibb and me.
Yes, sir.
Gibb and me. Well, when did we move here?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. And I don't know the year. Because we lived here two or three different times, short time. But we was in a company house. We lived in a company house, and we lost our baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's going to be a carnival that day. Now, I can't tell you the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I had Clifford and Carl. And Gibb was working in the woods. And the houses, they were nice. They were big houses. But they had a long front porch. And across that porch, is that what you call them porches? I don't know.
They had a hall.
A long hall is what I'm trying to say. And across that hall, kind of like Grandma Connor's house.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how her house was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we called this hall across there our living room. But Gibb went in there to shave and was all getting ready, and Edna Lee, her name was Edna Lee, the baby was lost and she got drowned. Did you know about that, don't
no,
you?
No.
Well,
I didn't know about that.
No, he wasn't born.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's a carnival, and of course we was young, and Gibb, he loved to go. You know the Connor men loves to go, most of them. And so we was getting ready to go, and the little old baby, she just kind of crawling. I was getting the Clifford and Carr ready, and Gibb was shaving. And so the little old baby, I thought, was still back in the bedroom. Across the hall, there's the living room. But we went in the living room and to get something, I don't know what. And the baby followed us in there. I guess we left the screen door open. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came out, and she, and maybe the door then to our room was closed. I don't know. But Gibb got through shaving. He was shaving in there because they had a mirror, a big mirror. And we didn't have it in the bedroom. So, and when he came out, me and the boys, they was all up in the air. You know how children used to be about going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went in there, and I guess the baby, she might have been in the hall. I don't know where. I thought she was in the living. I thought she was back in the bedroom where we went back in there. And it just hadn't been but a minute or two. And Gibbs, he got through shaving. He went through, had to shave him. Wasn't when he did, he had filled a big tub of water and watered the mules or whatever he worked here, loading or something in the woods. They used to have all that kind of stuff. I done forgot all about it. And so this big tub, and the horses didn't drink all that water. And she clung up to that and fell over in there. And he went to throw out his water. And he said, he saw her little old dress floating on top of the water. And he grabbed her right quick and said, "Oh," he said, "the baby has fell over in the tub." So we come in. Mamie Russell, it used to be, but she was there. She began to hollering and screaming, and so we had Dr. Mann down there right quick. He was our doctor here, and she wasn't dead, but anyway, we didn't know what to do, and he tried doing things like they used to 100 years ago. And he didn't know much how to do, but she died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't dead. Her heart was beating.
Yeah.
And so that ended that.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they have many carnivals and things like that in Dyer?
Occasionally. No, not. They'd come there once a year. Uh-huh. And you just better not miss it.
Yeah.
They had a Chautauqua there. And I never did hear tell of one of them things. It happened to them. A Chautauqua. Did you ever hear tell of it? I didn't think you did.
Did you ever go?
You betcha. I went to every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was like music?
It was like a little show.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The old log cabin and such as that. You read of it, I know, in history.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. The old log cabin and all such as that.
Uh-huh.
And that we'd see it. Oh, yeah.
Everybody loved that.
Oh, they loved it. Well, they had other things, too.
Mm-hmm.
And jokes and things like that. And, oh, people just liked to fall off the seats like they do some of these food shows we see over TV. Same thing. Only they just improved them a little.
Well, now then, you and Mr. Connor, you had a grocery store here?
Not then.
I mean, but later on?
Way later on. I don't know how later on. We had a big store and a big nice house right up here by the first church, right here. We joined in Pine Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved. We was living, though. This land used to all belong to the Coatses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they sold it out to Southern Pine Lumber Company. Mm-hmm. That's who they sold it to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Coatses and my daddy was real good friends. And Gib had no idea. But we might know we hadn't built this store then. We built it after. He helped Roy Enert Coates and them that owned this land. He helped them survey it. And I guess they sold it to Southern Pine.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got through, she said to him, said, "Now, where do you want your land?" He said, "Ma'am." She said, he wasn't expecting it. He said, "Where do you want your lot?" And he said, "Well, I think, I don't know, we was living, I don't know just whereabouts in Dyball we were living." And so, I guess he told her that we wanted, I don't know, I was so young, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he told her that he wanted that one there, but I don't think the church was built there then.
Would that be up at Coatestown?
It would be right up back at Coatestown where the church, they moved it. The church is not where it used
to. No, it's gone.
You know it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was right up here in Cokestown. Well, they put a panel factory and everything else up in there. They moved it. They moved the church. That's all been done. It's just hearsay. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that we got the land. I do know that. We built us a big house there by that church.
Is that where your store was?
And then we had, yes, we had a store. And then Holloway had one,
yeah.
and Russell, what was his name, that Russell?
Oh, Wood Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, was your store up there close to
this? Oh, it's close to, yes, ma'am. I don't remember if Wood Russell was ahead of Holloway or not. I believe he was.
Uh-huh.
I believe he was. And then Holloway, and then we had a store.
Mm-hmm.
And Emmer Holloway, Emmer Fairchild, or Emmer who she once was.
Fairchild.
Yes, she was a Fairchild.
Mm-hmm.
And Gibb, and so.
Well, didn't you own a store back over?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The
yes. After we got through with that and left, I don't know where we went. And got through with that, we went, I wonder why we ever saw, I know they wanted that land up there or something. I guess we sold it to Southern Pine. I guess is who I've wondered. And one day Clifford was talking about that, and I said, I don't know who we sold that lot and house to. And Clifford said, I don't either. He is really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have found out. And if it's to do over, I could take him and go over a whole lot because he had a wonderful memory when he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
He just let whiskey and things run him for a long time. But he, you know, the Bible says, raise up a child in the way it should go, and when it gets old, it won't depart from it, and he come back.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So, and then we went back over there, and Gibb put in a meat market. And then's when the Olivers came
back
in.
Back of the quarters. Back
we
of the
went
quarters.
Back of the quarters.
Mm-hmm.
But I done told you when our first marriage and I lost the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I never do tell people that it drowned it or how. I just say, well, I had my children in Paris, two boys and two girls, and I lost the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it like to kill us all.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm. What?
Is the first girl a baby in the Connor family?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the Connors love the children.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Mm-hmm. When you had your meat market
back over there, we owned that house too.
Mm-hmm.
We bought that and we had makers of land. And who got that? God only knows. I don't even remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, well, and then there's and then Mr. Oliver, he bought this old saloon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he did donate it for us. Then the Depression came on. But the children by that time, we was living back over there, and the children was, yes, and Ms. Miles and all of them, they all come over to our church, out of the first church, a lot of them. And because Ms. Miles had a daughter, and let's see what was her.
Lodi.
And well, she had that other one. That, mm-hmm. Oh, I think she's older than Lodi, or Lodi's older than her. Jill Waller.
Yeah.
Jill Waller.
Mm-hmm.
And then she married a boy out there around Pine Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And she died over here in the hospital a few years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now she's the one that could give you the lowdown on it all, but I can't do it. Because she stayed here, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you get your merchandise, the things that you sold in the store? Did Mr. Connor go to Lufkin and get it?
Long, long time ago, no. There was a salesman out of Houston, the best I remember, and out of Houston, we didn't have we had a merchandise store.
Mm-hmm. And your stuff came out of
Houston.
On the train, probably, or?
I guess so. I don't remember about that, but I remember the drummers. We called them drummers, the salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
And they was called drummers then. They'd come from Houston, you know, and they had samples of cloth and this and that. Don't you all know how people used to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you maybe remember it better than I do, because I done forgot all that stuff.
Did you work in the store?
For a while, but mm-hmm. I got tired of it. And he had a niece, Pearl, somebody, and she went to working in the store, and I told him I didn't like to work in that store. I had to go to the house. I was needed in the store. Mm-hmm. Was right close to the house.
And you could just go back and forth?
I could go back and forth, but if we locked up, just as sure as we locked up to eat dinner, and he came in there, somebody would be knocking out there. I told him I wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That I just simply knew I wasn't going to do it, because after then I wanted to do two or three other things, and he said no. Mm-hmm. He said, you stay at home and take care of these kids and send them to school, and I'll make you a living.
Mm-hmm.
And if he couldn't make it there, he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's the way we live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you remember when you were in the store, did you take Dybal checks, you know, their checks?
We did. For a long time we could, but the company would cash them for mm-hmm. us. But then when the Depression came,